Brad, he has a great blog, wethepeoplehartford.blogspot.com. And Kevin Brookman really breaks a lot of stories. And so he's in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair this morning to talk about the latest story on which he's been working. And it involves the math teacher, the principal of the Environmental Sciences Magnet School at Mary Hooker in Hartford, and a young female student. Kevin, good morning. Welcome to Brad and Dan.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Kevin, I guess one of the interesting facets to this story is that the city of Hartford supposedly finally put a protocol in place to handle an incident like this, and they didn't follow their own protocol. Talk about that.
Well, that's part of the most troubling part of this is after the incident a few months ago with the assistant superintendent that was eventually charged and arrested after allegations were made, they came forth and the city said, oh, the children are the most important thing to us. We're implementing these protocols to make sure this doesn't happen again. And here we are a few months later, and it's happened once again. And that's the troubling part.
What is the story, Kevin? An 11-year-old girl and a math teacher. That's what they're talking about.
Right. And the investigation is still ongoing with DCF and the Hartford Police, so I don't want to give too many details or specifics, but it involves an 11-year-old child that was, unbeknownst to her parents, was called into the principal's office and interviewed or interrogated, whatever you want to call it, by the principal and a security guard. And they asked her, has Mr. So-and-so ever done anything to make you feel uncomfortable, or did he touch you in any way that made you feel uncomfortable? And the child, from what I'm being told, answered yes to some of those questions. And her parents were unaware of it until they noticed she was acting oddly the following weekend. And they finally sat her down and said, what's going on? And the daughter came out and said, well, I think I got Mr. So-and-so in trouble. And the father says, well, why? And she says, well, they asked me some questions if he had ever, touched me or done anything inappropriate. And she said, I answered yes to their questions. And then I guess, nothing was done about it. Even after they answered, the teacher was supposedly put on suspension. And then a few days later, the parent took his daughter back to school. And the teacher was back in the classroom.
Wow.
So he was very upset to see the teacher was back so quickly. And when he questioned, they said, we talked to him, and we don't see him as a threat anymore. This is only information I'm getting from the parent. So the school may have a different version of it, but that's what I'm being told.
But Kevin, if you hadn't done this, I mean, can you imagine something like that? I mean, this is unbelievable.
Well, it's the same type of thing where you think that as soon as an allegation is made, they would immediately do what they had to do to protect the child.
Of course.
And in the case a few months ago with Eduardo Hanau, nothing had been done until a parent that's involved in a nonprofit organization that deals with the kids called me to tell me what was going on, and I immediately called Chief Ravella from the police department. And that same afternoon, an investigation was launched. But the board up to that point had done nothing. And it's the same thing with this situation. After this parent called me last Friday, and I have a good relationship with Chief Ravella, so I called him immediately and, found out that the police department was unaware of anything coming from the school, and nobody had notified them. So they immediately, launched an investigation that afternoon, and that's ongoing now. With the detective.
But the teacher's back in the classroom.
No, not now.
Not now.
No, he's suspended now. He's suspended, and I guess the principal has been put on administrative suspension now also for the way she handled this. But, one of the biggest questions is what expertise or what training has a teacher and a principal and a security guard had to interview a child over alleged sexual assault allegations. And I don't want to see the kids traumatized because it's not handled properly. At least we have police detectives who have received specialized training and dealing with victims and how to interview, how to not traumatize them all over again. And I'm not sure a security guard and a principal have that same expertise.
Kevin, weren't the parents also upset that their daughter was called into this meeting with the principal and the security guard, and the parents weren't there?
Yeah, that's one of the big issues. And, you know, that's one of the things the father said, that he told the principal, don't you ever dare interview my daughter again without me being present. And I'm not sure why they wouldn't do that. This is something where they, you know, it didn't have to be done immediately. They could have called the parent at work and said, hey, can you be in our office at 3 o'clock this afternoon? We want to talk to you and your daughter about something.
Kevin, do we know what precipitated all of this? In other words, what made the principal call the child into the office? Was something brought to the principal's attention?
Apparently it was. And this involves six girls. It's not just this one child. There's six girls that apparently were interviewed. And I don't know what started, if they just had suspicions or if somebody came forward with a complaint. I don't know the backstory to it yet. And that's something we may never know, because the Board of Education hides behind, you know, this veil of secrecy when it comes to things like this.
But there were, you say, six girls.
Six girls, right.
Wow.
Wow. The other thing is, the superintendent, what's her role in all of this? What is she saying other than issuing statements through her press secretary?
Well, the press secretary isn't even getting back to me. I've emailed him several times and haven't heard anything back from him. So it's the type of thing where they don't want to be embarrassed by answering questions and to have to actually acknowledge that, you know, they let the kids down again by allowing this to happen.
What should have happened under the system that was put in place?
Well, and, you know, in my opinion, and, you know, I'm not an expert on this, but I think that as soon as any allegations are made of this type of nature, the police department should automatically be involved and either, you know, prove it or disprove it. But to not even contact the police and say, hey, we have allegations of a sexual nature being made against a teacher, you know, involving students, it just seems like that's something that, you know, it shouldn't be the principal. It shouldn't be a biased party looking into it. It should be somebody with, you know, open eyes that can go in and say, yes, we looked at the facts and we found this, or, you know, we found nothing. We cleared the person. But I don't think they should be handling this in-house on their own without even their own security department wasn't notified of it, from what I understand.
Kevin, this is unbelievable. This story is absolutely unbelievable.
Well, it's the same type of thing that happened with Eduardo Hanau several months ago. And, you know, everybody runs to the TV cameras to say, oh, the children are our number one priority. We're going to protect them. And then the next time an incident comes along, they didn't do anything.
Well, I thought that they had actually put a system in place, and apparently what you're saying is that system was not followed in this incident.
Well, they just awarded a contract for $175,000 to a New York company that was supposed to be dealing with these issues. And I haven't heard that company's name mentioned once yet as far as any involvement in this issue.
So, and how much did they pay him?
$175,000.
Oh, man.
Boy, I'll tell you.
Wow.
You know something? This probably, and I'm just saying this, this probably, Kevin, is just the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, it is. And, you know, after the Hanau incident, I had, you know, emails and people calling me with other incidents involving, you know, one was at Harford High with a security guard that was taking girls into an office. And it's just, it's the type of thing, if you don't hold people accountable, it's going to continue. You know, there needs to be a clear message that this type of behavior will not be tolerated. And once you're identified, we'll go after it to the full extent of the law. And that's the only way to end this. You know, we can't condone it. We can't allow it to happen again. But that's the history of the Hartford Board of Education.
Kevin, before we let you go, tell our audience about your cable television program, how they can watch it.
Well, the program is on Hartford Public Access. So if you're not a Hartford resident, you probably can't get it on your local cable channel. But the blog, the WeThePeopleHartford.com, is where I post most of this with documents and facts and things like that.
Terrific. Kevin,
boy,
thanks for spending
great.
Some time with us this morning. We'll continue to follow this story, but thanks again.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Take care.